The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. After experiencing three break-and-enters since October 2021, the George Little House continued to celebrate Founders Day on March 8th. Though the RCMP hasn't provided any public information, Debbie Latowski, manager of the Heritage House, talked about the previous break-ins and why she thinks they're connected.
Last break-ins, one on October of 21 and then December 3rd of 22, and now this one March 2nd, to me, they're the same person. But when the video picks him up, you see the same mannerisms. It's the same person. So that's what's got me scared, because he hasn't been caught. And he just continues to break in.
Latowski explained the business's total losses and the security measures that were already in place.
Well, I've lost, with these last three break-ins, as a business owner, I've lost $20,000 in retail, and my deductible is at $2,500 each time. So even the December 3rd one, I was so, you get so angry and stuff like that, that, you know, once I added up the jewelry that he stole, I didn't even put it in because I was horrified. So what we've done, and, you know, the city, each time I get breaking into, try to do something, like at the back was very vulnerable because they'd come across the track. So we've got bars in the back, and then we fenced, like with the CN police, the city fenced, the CN fenced, but all those fences were no good. People just cut them and got in again. I also have Arlo alarm system. I have a Ring alarm system, and I installed a howler in the basement. So if somebody breaks in, it goes off. But these criminals, right away, they know how much time it takes for the RCMP or myself to come, or the city. They also, this time, they knew where my cameras were and where my system was and destroyed it.
Though Latowski described what her hopes are for additional security moving forward.
Public, like what we have to do when I do have staff there and stuff like this, is that the door's locked, but people just knock to come in, and my staff or myself will let them in. We're just a little bit scared where we are now, and I'm scared for my staff. So we've asked the city for bars in the front and a gate, and I want a gate between, you know, where I usually are the passengers wait. I want a gate there also, and bars on the other side. But that's a cost to the city. So I've put it in. I'm hoping.
Despite the break-ins, Latowski explained why she felt it was important to continue with their Founders Day event and what it looked like this year.
Founders Day is George Little, part of the pioneer that preempted on Tsimshian territory. It was a historic event that we celebrated for 17 years. And for all the people of Terrace, George Little House is for community, art, and culture. And we don't want to stop that, and we don't want to stop celebrating our past. People always told me, Debbie, if you stop celebrating the past, nothing in the future. And we had Lynn Christensen, whose grandfather built the house. We had Linda B., who's, you know, she's a granddaughter of George Little. We have George McKay. He's a fine arts student that graduated from Frida Deezing. He's been with us all along, too, to explain the territory, the art, and all that stuff. And we wanted to make sure that we continued to celebrate that event despite these break-ins.
Latowski talked about what she thinks the impacts of these break-ins are on the community and the passengers of Via Rail who visit the house.
You know, all these different things to bring our community together. And that's what I wanted for the George Little House. I wanted our community to make sure that we tell people we're on Tsimshian territory. You know, we welcome them to the area. We're not only Terrace, named after George Little. We also, you know, have so much culture in our area, so that they would come back and tour our area. Well, now, I don't want people touring our area. I know we're not alone in BC with all this crime, but right now I think it's at its peak, or it's going to get worse. So I'm hoping city, the police, and different things, something more is going to happen, and hopefully they'll get these guys, because it's just getting worse.
The George Little House is not the only business to be broken into recently, however, with the Sambata Steakhouse being the most recent victim on March 9th, though there has been no comment from RCMP on any connection. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.